multi-sectors came in and helped filmmakers a lot because the structure of a big commercial cinema where that, you know, you have to pay for the 1500 and more, and then you kind of go for the lowest common denominator when you're making a film. But the multiplex brought in the possibility of making films so much smaller, more captured audience. And I think people's sensibilities have changed. Many, many more people have come above the poverty line into middle class. There's many, many more people with buying power who can come out and watch films. And filmmakers now can satisfy a number of different kinds of cultural needs and expectations. So it is an exciting time.
When can you see the film? When is it ready?
It's releasing in all of the world on January the 21st, we're hoping.
Okay, and that's where you've got to film at the London Film Festival.
So if you're happy to be in London, you can catch it on Sunday.
And is there any UK volume as well?
Oh yes, on Wednesday the 27th of October, Bollywood Bobby Actors, Preeti Zenta, addressing the Oxford Union.
Thank you.
What else was he talking about? I'll be there. And Channel 4 continues its Bollywood season. The Kiran husband, Philip Reto, one of the classic films he recommended, Mughal-e Azam, The Emperor.
Huh?
Well worth passing under the full scenes at 1:40.
Just on that note, like husband, like wife, if Andrew is gone and given us a Bollywood recommendation, a classic Bollywood recommendation, yes, I'll show you to do the same. Did you know about this?
I heard his recommendation, yeah.
You heard his recommendation? Yeah. What we do is ask our guests to recommend a classic Bollywood film for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we do research on all the best films, and we hopefully will get our listeners and ourselves to know what films are. But we'd like your recommendation, if you don't mind. What film would you go for?
I would go for Garam Hawa. Garam Hawa is a film by a filmmaker called M.S. Kapil. And I know that you're referring to it as Bollywood, but this isn't a traditional Bollywood film, just like mine is not. It's much more an art house film. And it's a film about the partition of India and Pakistan. And it's a beautiful film that's very, very moving and very evocative of that time. So I'd recommend Garam Hawa.
It's the kind of film you like, have you seen it?
Yes, it's one of my favorites. It translates as hot wind, and it shows the fallout of partition on an ordinary family, and the choices they have to make, and the reality of this horrible situation.
And of course, thank you very much.
Thank you. Never the junior.
Now, the film is not going to be well. So, this is the face of the region's time, the change. So far, it's an option, Harrison. And you've got those big people remembering that the door had, and he survived without that. He was in the system out, seeing that he's wearing that. And that was a full, yeah. He was in the face. Anyway, it's something that's very amazing.